The only constant is change. That certainly applies when considering the significant changes to the retirement world over recent years. Today, we cover the changes and their impact, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That and more coming up right here on Wealth Health Radio.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Wealth Health Radio. Joe Murphy's here. Joe Murphy is an investment advisor, representative, independent fiduciary, Murphy Wealth Management. More than 20 years helping folks getting to and through retirement. My name's Steve Siddall. We've got a great show planned for you today. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How about you, buddy?
Good. And I know we were just talking, and I sent you a link before the show, and then you sent one back. I mean, again, it obviously struck us both as a pretty important thing to talk about. And we're talking about taxes.
Yeah, we're talking about taxes. And we were just reviewing, Amber and I just earlier this morning, we're reviewing the Tax Foundation's report on the 2025 budget by President Biden. And I encourage everybody, hopefully, Steve, you can link this to the show so people can read the Tax Foundation's breakdown, because it's really interesting, some of the proposed changes that are in this budget, especially when it comes to taxation and future taxation, not just on the individual side, Steve, but on the corporate side as well. And just to preface this, guys, we don't want to fearmonger out there, because look, if President Trump gets his second term, he's going to seek to reduce taxation, to help the corporations, really kind of a continuation of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is what I'm thinking here. But if President Biden gets in and he wins a second term, and he gains control over both the House and the Senate, he's most likely going to try and enact these provisions. And individually, Steve, the individual tax changes is obviously going to be targeted towards our higher income earners in this country, the producers in this country, the guys that are really, you know, making a lot of dough, making a lot of noise, and they are targeted the most. And if you look at the numbers on this budget proposition, it's basically going to be a redistribution of wealth on the individual side, which means that 40% of the earners are basically going to be paying higher taxes to supplement 60% of the lower income earners.
So now, 40% of us are going to have to pay more taxes?
Pretty much, yeah. And that's,
I thought it was just for millionaires and billionaires.
Well, the target is, but here's the problem, Steve. If you start chasing away, and think about it, you have an option in this world. You know, the United States is not the only country that you do business in. If you are faced with ridiculous, crazy taxations, you know, 40% or 48% or whatever the highest income tax being proposed is right now, you have a choice. And, you know, if I'm faced with it and I'm in that situation, I want to take care of my employees. I want to take care of my business. I would probably think, you know what, maybe the U.S. is not the best place to do business. And I think the after effect of that trial in New York, Steve, what the rumblings are from a lot of the big time earners in this country is, you know, New York used to be the mecca, the financial mecca for a lot of the higher income earners. And now people are starting to turn their back saying, you know what, New York may not be the best place. Now with Biden's proposed budget on the individual side, we could see massive higher taxation. The scariest thing is if this thing goes through, the Tax Foundation Act, and Steve will link that article in their findings of what this would do. Long term, it would reduce the gross domestic product by 2.2%, our wages by 1.6%, and unemployment by the equivalent of 788,000 full-time jobs. That is an insane change. And we know, Steve, look, we know that tax cuts work. We know that allowing corporations to get a little bit of break encourages them to do business in here. But I think the biggest negative driver of this budget is on the corporate side. And to me, that's the most alarming, because again, on the individual side, maybe you have some tax havens, you know, you can have some offshore accounts or whatever. Sure. But on the corporate side, that's really where the damage can be done. And Biden has pushed for this hike since his 2020 campaign. A lot of us may remember that he was thwarted twice trying to get these provisions in. And if you think about this for a second, If you raise the corporate tax on U.S. businesses from its current rate of 21% to 28%, and then add on all these nasty add-ons like, you know, stock buybacks now at 4%, and just so people know out there, our listeners, stock buybacks are how corporations reward their shareholders. And moving that up from 1% to 4% would be devastation to reward all of us that invest in these companies. You are basically going to accomplish revenue for the Treasury, but what is going to be the cost here of these provisions? And that, to me, we cannot let this happen. I mean, we just cannot. To me, it feels like it would be the destruction of business in the United States as we know it by pushing these corporations basically overseas. And if you think about this, Steve, our corporate tax rate, if Biden's proposition goes through, would be the second highest in the world behind only Colombia.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you add the state tax add-ons, you're looking at, you know, absolute insanity for a tax rate for a corporation to do business here in the U.S. So,
But the argument, Joe, is, corporations are bad. They're big, mean.
Of course. Look, yeah. You know, and I get that. Look, you know, there's good corporations, there's bad corporations.
Yes,
but these corporations are the fuel that run our economy. You know,
exactly.
They employ our people here in the United States. You know, they do a lot of good as well. But if you chase them all away, where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go to countries with lower tax rates. And right now, everyone on this program probably knows, you know, my mom's from Lithuania. So Lithuania right now is the third lowest corporate tax rate. So maybe they're going to drive over there. But it doesn't make any sense to me. This makes no sense. You know, the United States is known as an attractive place to do business. Why would this administration at any cost want to push people away? We talked a couple shows ago about that modern monetary theory and how people are under the impression that this administration has embraced that theory. And for those that are unfamiliar with modern monetary theory, it's basically traditional economists have dismissed it as crackpot. But what it in essence says is that a government that produces or has its own sovereign currency can basically spend unlimited amounts without recourse. So the theory goes is if you want to, you know, you want to build a road, as long as you have the concrete and you have the workers, you build the road to no ill effect. You want to do free lunches at school, as long as you have a cafeteria, you got lunch ladies and lunch guys, you can do those things. This is the kind of spending that we're seeing from this government. So it hasn't been officially linked right now, mm-hmm. but that's the kind of stuff that's going on with this administration. And if you look at Joe Biden right now, and I don't want to talk ill about anybody, it's just not my style, but it's really hard to believe that this is the guy that's running our country. So as Americans, I think we have the right to question what actually is the agenda of all this? Why push these corporations away? And as for personal taxes, and please, guys, read that tax foundation breakdown. It is fantastic. We don't have time to cover all the changes that are proposed, but you really need to be aware of what could be coming down the road. That 2025 budget would combine the top marginal tax rates for individual income in excess of 50% in five states. New York would be at 54.4%. Oregon would be at 53.5, California at 52.9, and New Jersey sitting at 51.4%. That reminds me of our friends up north in Canada. If everyone remembers that South Park episode, Blame Canada, that was back in the 90s. Look at what's happening in Canada right now. Why would we want to follow that model? It's insane. So, you know, you look at these legislations, and I get they're trying to appease a certain segment of our society, but, you know, the rest of us are out here trying to work, trying to earn for our families. We work for these corporations. Why would we want to chase our revenue bases away? Why would we want to pay more taxes when this administration has obviously embraced spending? So to me, looking at this in an overall, it's not time to panic because this could go either way. Trump could get in, and hopefully that he does from an economic standpoint, because he is into tax cuts. He's into fueling our gross domestic product and our productivity in this country. But without that, guys, we are going to be more and more reliant on this government, the big, big government. And we're seeing all these jobs that are being added every single quarter, and they're boasting these huge jobs. Most of them are government jobs. What are we actually working towards roots here? That's the real question. I'm not a political scientist by any means, but I'm just a logical person that looks and puts all these puzzle pieces together and say, wait a minute, what really is going on here? Why would we want to go in this direction? It makes no sense for the America, for the United States of America, to go down this path of high taxation and chase away our corporations is idiocy. So I'm just hoping that we have a really good November and that we have a president and administration that serves the people and gets us back on track economically so we can get away from these 20% price increases, higher taxation in the future. We can start earning real dollars that don't lose purchasing power overnight. These are the things that I'm interested in politically from an economic standpoint, and I really hope it comes to pass, Steve.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you, Joe. And again, I will include that the link to this site or to this story. I mean, it's quite something. And the Tax Foundation, fill me in. The Tax Foundation, from what I've read, they are not bipartisan, but they're bipartisan. They're non-political.
They're non-political. Obviously, they've been accused of being political because it looks like they are right-leaning. But anything that seems logical now is considered right-leaning. I'm considered far right, and I've always been a centrist. But you know, the liberal people that are in the middle have no home now. It's just like we've all been chased away. Everyone's far right now. If you think logically, and you think about your family and working and making money and trying to keep a little bit more of your paycheck, you're considered ultra right now. So it's so crazy. Easy out there. I can't even pay attention to it. I just want the best for this country, the best for my family. And I think everyone out there, especially those that are listening to this show, Steve, are in the exact same boat.
I completely agree, Joe. Let's invite those folks to call. Come on in and really get things going on the right path.
Yeah, guys. And we always do this every single week. And the next 10 callers are going to get a complimentary intro phone call with me, Joe Murphy, this fiduciary financial advisor in your ear. And I know we were talking about some tax propositions out there, but we are retirement planners. We are income planners, especially right now in this environment when we don't know which direction this could go. That uncertainty requires planning because there is risk out there. Do you have the right risk measures in place to make sure something out of left field doesn't derail your entire 20 or 30 year retirement? Those are the questions that we want to get answered for you. Next 10 callers, Steve, give them that magic number and we're going to get to work.
You got it, Joe. It's 800-930-5905. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost. There's no obligation. That's the best part. Find out how much risk you're taking. Are there red flags that could be a problem for you? Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? How about potential tax liabilities? Just what we've been talking about. And of course, creating a lifetime retirement income that includes maximizing your Social Security. So if you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply call us right now, 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We do need to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and continue here on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
When we come back, we're not going to go on a tirade about tax propositions. We are going to talk about retirement planning. We have 7 changes that you need to be aware of right after this.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Wealth Health Radio, back for another segment with Joe Murphy. I'm Steve Siddall. The first segment, Joe, you kind of went off on the whole proposal. I mean that in a good way. I think to walk us through that, the way that you do, your approach to things is so understandable. And it just, you just make a lot of sense, Joe.
You know, Steve, it's I'm one of those people, like every morning I try and read something or research something that has nothing to do with retirement planning, taxation, investments. I try and do a little departure. It's almost like a meditation. So I'm sipping on my coffee. And I'm looking, this morning before I was talking to Amber about the budget proposal, and I was having so much fun. I was learning about the James Webb, the telescope, and, all these really cool things. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, radio waves are supposedly endless. And I'm thinking, I wonder if Steve in my voice is going off into outer space and maybe picked up by different different civilizations. Those are the fun thoughts. And then, you know, reality hits and all of a sudden we're looking at this like dismal stuff. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I would much rather talk about the James Webb than tax proposition. But guys, this is in our face right now. And these are the things that this administration, whoever is running it, is talking about implementing. And again, this isn't political. This is about America. You know, this is about our future right now. This has nothing to do with right or left or in between. It's just about the right thing and the future for us, for our kids, to have a chance. Everyone wants that equality, but it's not equality of the overall outcome. I think it's the quality of the opportunity. And in order to do that, you have to level the playing field. We need more competition, not less, to be able to do that. So that being said, I think that we have an opportunity here to change the trajectory of where we are right now to where we all want to be. And I think that it is important that we all have our voices heard. But in the meantime, guys, we have to talk about things that could affect our retirement plans, because these are long-term parts of our life. They require planning. They require risk management. And the risk that usually gets you is the one that you never saw coming. Those are the things that we do at this firm, Steve, is we plan for those crazy contingency things that we could never, ever, ever think to happen. That's why we want to plan ahead. If you don't plan ahead in this type of environment, anything could come out of left field. That's why I think it's so important to understand the changes, how it could impact you, how it could impact your family, and what you may be able to do to mitigate potential threats because of these changes. That's what I want to focus on for the rest of this show, Steve. Yes. And like I said, I got it out. So hopefully everyone's just like, oh my gosh, another political show. No, not at all, guys. But I think it is poignant to what we are doing here today. We have to look at the outside and how it affects our plans, what we're doing for the future. And today, let's focus on these seven changes, Steve. And I know you got a nice menu for me, so I'm gonna try and break this down so everybody knows these changes and what they can do to try and help themselves get through, get under, get around, whichever way we gotta go.
Well, and again, what we're talking about here are things that they're not all good, they're not all bad, but then some of them are even ugly. And that reminds me, I think, yes.
How much are you worth now?
How much? $2,000.
That's right, $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, that's the movie. And again, you know, Clint Eastwood and those spaghetti westerns, those were amazing. Do you like those movies?
Oh, yeah. You know, Clint Eastwood is fantastic. One of my favorite movies watching when I was a kid was that Any Which Way But Loose with the orangutan, Clyde. I think it was Clyde, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
he used to crack me up. Hilarious.
Yeah. So it's funny. Growing up, my dad, was a projectionist at the drive-in movie theater.
Oh, wow.
And he would, so in the summertime, they would have triple features. And one of them was The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, followed by A Fistful of Dollars, followed by A Few Dollars More.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What people don't realize is that at the end of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Clint Eastwood is riding out of town. At the beginning of For A Few Dollars More or A Fistful of Dollars, he's riding into town.
Oh, wow. So you got full circle that day.
Oh, yeah. We got that. Anyway, you know, well, this one's not all bad. RMDs can be put off a little bit longer.
Yeah. You know, obviously the Secure Act came in 2019 and raised the retirement age one time, and then we have it raised again. And the current is age 73. And that is a big part of a retirement plan, is understanding that required minimum distribution, especially for our clients that hold these pre-tax accounts. And we're talking about 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, 457, any of these pre-tax accounts. Remember, just in general, what is this type of account, and why are these required minimum distributions attached to them? Because the government gave us something up front. When in our lives has the government ever give us something up front and not taken something on the back end? Look, these are fantastic plans. They can be used for a tax strategy. But a lot of people look at, you know, 401ks and when they're starting to work, and they're not really sure, especially recently, you know, with the advent of adding these Roth 401k elements, you do have a choice when you start working, which part you're going to contribute, which percentage to which type or which tax label. taxable between your pre-tax and your Roth. Well, before the advent of the Roth and the add-on to the 401k, most people saved in their pre-tax 401k. So they had that money that they contributed. Remember, it you never saw it in your paycheck. You never saw it coming into your account. It went directly from that business that is paying you into that retirement plan. So you never paid income taxes on it. Then over 10, 20, 30 years, however long that dollar was in that plan, it grew tax deferred. You were never taxed on any of the gains. And the government's sitting there going, wait a minute, I want my tax revenue. So they created these rules called required minimum distributions. And what those are forced distributions at an age. Right now it's age 73. In 2033, it'll be bumped up to 75. But they force you to start taking a portion of your account, your entire pre-tax account value, every single year for the rest of your life. It is based on a table payout factor. And if anyone has any questions, and this is a good little segue here, go to our website, mwmfinancial.tax. Go to our financial tax calculators. If you are curious what your RMD or your future RMD would be, all you need to do is put in your age, your total IRA, 401k pre-tax balance, and it will allow you to understand what your RMD is going to be. It's a real handy tool. It is. It allows you to plan because, look, since this money was never been taxed, when it comes out in that RMD and that distribution, guess what you're doing, Steve? You're paying taxes on it, and you're paying ordinary income taxes. So 100% of that distribution is taxable. And in Indiana, we also have to pay state taxes. Illinois, you guys skirt through. Wisconsin, you guys got to pay state taxes as well. So we have, you know, state taxes, we have federal taxes coming in on this. During retirement, and we were talking about this RMD age being pushed back a little bit. Yes, that's great for growth. It's not good for planning because these RMDs are now going later and later and later. And although we are living longer and longer and longer, we're pricing these RMDs towards the middle or that third segment of retirement spending. And we always see this, Steve, 90% of the retirees that come through these doors, and I know there's other studies that have been done, the biggest phase of your spending is going to be that first phase. When you retire, you hit the ground running, you're hitting your bucket list. That second phase is when you're a little bit more dialed in. You know, maybe instead of going to the ball game, you're probably watching it on TV, you're hanging out, you have your routine. Now all of a sudden you've amassed these really large pre-tax balances. Now you got these big RMDs coming in, and that can create tax havoc if they are not planned for. And I think it all starts, Steve, with which accounts you save in, because now you have a choice. And if you are in your 30s or your 40s and you're listening to this show, number one, congratulations for trying to get educated on financial future, but you have a choice, and it depends on your income level. Lower income, when you first start working, you should be dumping as much as you can into Roth because you don't need that upfront tax deduction. Why put it into pre-tax and subject yourself to all these crazy back-end rules when you can put it into a tax-free Roth? You don't get the upfront tax deduction, but who cares? You have 30, 40 years of growth, and then all that money's tax-free. But for those that are maybe higher income earner, maybe you're in the 22 to 24% bracket, you want that tax deduction, and that tax deduction is beneficial for you. It actually allows you to lower your taxable income while you're contributing. So there is a blend here. And if any of our younger listeners have questions on which one they should be contributing to based on their overall income, call us. I love helping younger people get this right. Then we're not trying to fix this on the back end for a 73-year-old that maybe didn't plan for these required minimum distributions. They just let their accounts grow. Now we're dealing with QCDs. We're dealing with back-end strategies to try and reduce that RMD to the max so our client doesn't have Medicare surcharges or other nasty things, including higher overall taxation. So, Steve, again, this is something that the change looks good, but deferring it longer means larger RMDs coming in. That requires more planning. The way that I look at RMDs is they're a pain in the butt. A lot of the clients that have large balances don't even need them. So we're in a planning mode. The younger that you start planning, and it starts from that day one of working all the way through your 40s, your 50s, these are things that you should be focusing on to manage Roth conversions, contributing to the right tax label. These are the things that an investment advisor can help you do so you are not sitting there at the mercy of the U.S. government on the back end where they're determining their share of your money at a future date. No, thank you.
800-930-5905. If that appeals to you folks, give Joe a call. Come on in and have that conversation. And so we talked about, you know, RMDs, and I know we're almost out of time, but we can do this quickly. The FRA, the full retirement age, that's something that it's where it is now, and it's going to be there for a while, but that could change.
Well, it may not be there for a while. It just depends. You know, is our Congress going to act on the depletion of the trust fund of Social Security? And, you know, the last time Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, they raised the retirement age to, you know, skip over the problems with Social Security back in the early 80s. Now we're facing that shortfall again. So what are they going to do? Most likely it's going to be a combination of raising that retirement age, which means that if you're working and you elect Social Security under that FRA age, you got to watch your income, because they're going to reduce for every $2 that you make over, they're going to reduce it by a buck. These are the things that we look at as planners, Steve. And although it seems like it might be good, it will be as long as you plan for it. Again, I'm going to keep going back to that management and planning. These are the things that you guys can control, and those little things will add up to big things if you start today.
And starting today, you should make a call, call Joe, and set up a time to come on in.
Yeah, let's go, guys. And you guys are really lighting up the phones. This is fun. I've had some really cool conversations with a lot of different people from Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan. So we're getting four states calling in. That's so much fun for me to have these conversations. So let's keep it going, guys. And whether you have one burning financial question or you want that pre-retirement plan, you're in that retirement red zone and you're ready to go, whatever it is, if it has to do with finance, we can definitely get your back. Steve, give our listeners that magic number. We're going to get to work.
I like it, Joe. 800-930-5905. Now's the time to give Joe a call. It's 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. Back with another segment here on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy right after this.
When we come back right here on Wealth Health Radio, we are going to continue talking about those big retirement changes and what you can do to plan right after this.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here, of course, and we have been talking about big changes in the retirement world of planning. And I like that, you know, we kind of got into the RMD thing and how important it is to, and I hadn't thought about this, but the younger you are, that you start, you know, perhaps doing those Roth conversions, it becomes a lot more affordable. And boy, the younger you are to have a Roth, holy cow.
Oh, I mean, it's gangbusters. And I've seen those accounts come through these doors. And it's just like, wow, you are in great shape. You don't have to worry about the U.S. government getting their hand in your cookie jar on this account. And it's sizable. So that's fantastic, but it is doing the right things. Look, the longer runway that you have, the more little changes will compound and affect your situation. But we have to begin. We have to start somewhere. And look, we're all busy with our lives. You know, we're picking up the kids, getting groceries, you know, it's returning things, all the crazy things that take up our time. But if you focus on this just a little bit, guys, if you focus on some basics, just some little tweaks that you can do, time will do its magic. It will work and work and work. And although we can't control future legislation or some of the crazy changes that we might see in the future, there are some tried and true things that you can do. And you may find yourself, you know what? I'm in my 60s now, or I'm in my 70s now, and I don't have time to do that. Some of these things that are coming down legislative-wise, there's penalties out there. There's things that you can do. It's just, say you get a nasty letter from the IRS. What do I do now? Steve, I know there's one that you wanted to bring up.
Right.
It was,
speaking of penalties, the RMD penalties. We just spent a long time talking about required minimum distributions. And if you think you can get away with not having that taken out, you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the Secure Act actually cut the penalties. It was the second stiffest penalty in the IRS code, not taking your required minimum distribution. So how bad was the IRS salivating over that tax revenue with that required minimum distribution that they imposed the second stiffest penalty in the code, a 50% penalty? So finally, they realized how punitive that was, because mm-hmm. look, maybe you just made an honest mistake. Maybe you had 3 401ks and, you know, 6 IRAs, and you didn't take the exact amount that you were supposed to. Well, that penalty was reduced from 50% down to 25%. but we still have clients that come to us or we get calls and says, Joe, I miss my RMD. What do I do? And I wanted to take a quick second on just for people that are in that boat. Yes, it's scary to get that IRS letter and to see that 25% penalty. So if you fail, guys, to take your RMD for whatever reason by the deadline, there's going to be a penalty. So for every dollar that's not withdrawn that is mandatory, the IRS is going to charge that 25% penalty. This is also known, guys, as the excise tax. However, if it is timely corrected, which means you correspond and you communicate and you hit it head on, or you retain, you know, an IRS representation that hits it head on for you, as long as you get it done within 2 years, the penalty will be reduced from 25 to 10%. So I just wanted to make sure, guys, don't avoid this. If you missed an RMD, it's okay. You want to communicate with the IRS. And what we found, and Amber is fully authorized to represent our clients in front of the IRS as an enrolled agent, and what Amber has found as well is communication with the IRS is the best way to go because there are options. But if you do avoid, these things will just accrue with penalties and interest. So if you did miss an RMD, guys, don't get all worked up about it. Just pick up the phone, call us, call another tax pro, and get this handled because you don't want to be paying that penalty for no reason when simple communication can get it reduced down to 10%.
800-930-5905. We're going through some changes that have really impacted retirement planning. And I like this question. It says, outside of Social Security, what's the COLA in your other income streams? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What is the COLA? Look, the cost of living. Here's a perfect example, and we're living it right now. The purchasing power of our dollar has basically fallen due to inflation about 20% over the past couple of years. 20%. So my dollar that was buying a dollar's worth of goods is now only buying 80 cents worth of goods. That is the loss of purchasing power. That is inflation rearing its ugly head. So what is the COLA? It's the cost of living increase adjustment. Social Security has it built in, and Social Security beneficiaries have recently reaped some really nice COLAs due to inflation. That helps maintain the purchasing power of those benefit dollars. But what if you don't have a pension? Like many of us do not. What if you're just dealing with your 401k? What if you're just looking at that as my income source to supplement Social Security? There is no COLA on a 401k, especially if it's investment linked. You could have a complete loss of dollar or 50% loss of the dollar if the market goes down. These are the things that you want to make sure that you have dialed in. Multiple accounts are really good. Like most wealthy people out there, they generate multiple streams of income. Having different types of IRA or different kinds of IRAs in your portfolio can really help you hedge. And what that means is you can use one account to offset the other. So maybe you have your inflation-adjusted IRA that's sitting there earning treasury-like interest, sitting at 5.5% right now, but your other accounts are aggressively allocated to really take advantage, because what has been proven over time to keep up with inflation, Steve, and it's not proven every single year, but over time, is stocks. You know, that stock portfolio is your built-in COLA. So as we have seen the appreciation, it is way outpaced the loss of purchasing power by having good stocks. So to me, stocks are a great way to help with that cost of living increase and that reduction of purchasing power, but it's not for everyone. It depends on your situation. And if this is the only account that you are depending on in retirement, you got to be really careful. You can't roll the dice with that account. You can't get too aggressive, because if things go awry, you could be sitting there running out of money before you run out of life, and that is not a good recipe for a successful retirement plan.
It is not, Joe. And one of the ways that we can increase that that retirement nest egg is to take advantage of the higher contribution limits. That's something that they've implemented. And I think because of Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0, it seems to me they're focusing a little bit more on the contribution limits and making them higher, because that's what we need.
We do, and hopefully we start saving more. I think that the 401k is a rescue here, because it's almost automatically. You know, you go to your job, now we have the auto enrollment. So yep, people are saving for their future self because they've made it so easy. But when it comes to saving on our own, we have seen our savings level fall dramatically over the past year. You know, it was the long-term average for a while was over 8%. Now we're sitting at like 3.2% of our earnings are being saved. That is a huge fall down on our savings level. So I love the higher contribution limits. And obviously with the increase of cost of goods and services around us, things are costing more. So the IRS is going to raise these limits every year, every couple years to try and keep pace. Are people taking advantage of that? I don't know. We don't have the numbers back. I hope that more and more people, if their situation calls for it, are taking advantage of these increased contribution limits, especially if you are behind in your savings. This is a great way to get a little bit of a tax benefit up front if you're contributing to the pre-tax and really start saving those dollars that may be going to Uncle Sam otherwise in your retirement plan. That is a great 1-2 punch, guys, and you have the ability to put more and more in. Just remember, consult a professional if you are not sure based on your income level which tax label you should be investing in, whether it's the Roth element of your 401k or the pre-tax. There is a fine formula, and we'll absolutely help out our listeners. Make sure you get that breakdown done. So make sure you have success now and success in the future.
Sure. Well, and again, we talk about increasing the limits. So, Joe, my question is, with IRAs, if you're over 50, it's $7,000 maximum. Compare that to the 401k at $23,000. I mean, that's... Are they going to catch up on the regular IRA and just let regular folks who maybe don't have a 401k save more?
Well, that's a great point. So your workplace plan is going to have a higher limit all the time. The individuals are almost like supplementary accounts, Steve. So
Yeah. They
allow you, the way that we use individual IRAs, whether it's a Roth or whether it's a traditional, is a tax planning strategy. We want to take advantage of that, especially for our clients that are over age 50. It allows you not only to max out that 401k with catch up, so $23,000 plus another $7,500, but now you have $8,000 that you can throw into your IRA if it makes sense from a tax planning perspective. If your income level may be lower, you might be able to jam that into a Roth, or right now, until 2026, guys, we still have the back door where you can make a non-deductible contribution to your IRA, which means you don't get the upfront tax deduction, but you can immediately flip that into your Roth. It is a great way for high income earners to get that tax-free money working for them. Where there is a will, there's a way. If you want to start taking control, we can show you the ropes and show you really how to set up a game plan to save successfully for your future.
And again, I think for high income earners out there, there are options, and so I would say get with Joe before they change.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, Steve, look, the estate world is going to change dramatically. So any of the high income earners, high net worth out there that are listening to this show, if you have not consulted your attorney, please do so. And if you need one, call Brian Less, because this is going to be some big changes coming down the road for generational estate planning. It's going to be big. So make sure that you've consulted with your attorney. And I think everyone should have the basics of an estate plan, whether that is you need a trust. Not everyone needs a trust, and trusts are expensive, but you need a will, you need a POA, you want those advanced healthcare directives. You don't want some probate court determining where your assets are going. That's silly. I don't want some stranger saying where my stuff goes. Get that done up front. Again, guys, a little planning. It won't matter to you because you're not here anymore, but it's going to matter to your family. It's going to matter to the people that care about you. Get those things done, guys, because the changes are coming quick. So control the things that you can control.
And again, we can't control time, Joe, and we have run out of it in this segment. Let's go ahead and get folks on the line.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And if you watch the media right now, it's like watching a ping pong match, especially on the finance side, because you got half of them saying the market's going to crash. You got the other half saying AI is going to take over the world. What we usually find out with forecasters is there's two of them, those that don't know and those that don't know they don't know. And those are the two that we usually see. But one thing you can control, guys, is that planning, understanding the fundamentals of retirement planning and how to save. That's where we can control the things that we can control. If you're interested in talking to a fiduciary investment advisor, this is your time. You got a 15-minute complimentary phone call with me. Steve's going to give you that magic number. You're going to be connected with our friendly reception, and they are going to schedule that call at your convenience, and I cannot wait to chat. Steve, give them that magic number. We're going to get to work.
800-930-5905. It's a great opportunity to get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's, you know, there's world of finance is complex for sure. Let Joe break it down for you, make it clear and easy to understand. It's your chance to get a practical financial review. Don't miss it. 800-930-5905. You heard Joe. 10 callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it does become that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905. We need to take another break, but we'll be back. Another segment to go here on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
When we come back, we're going to finalize those big changes that you need to be aware of right here on Wealth Health Radio right after this.
Welcome back to Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy's here. Joe has been helping folks getting into retirement, getting through retirement more than 20 years. You can find him at MWMfinancial.tax. That's Murphy Wealth Management, MWMfinancial.tax. And you will also find that Joe has you're such a positive guy, and I'm going to send people to the Facebook page, which is where if you want to laugh, if you want to smile, you want to feel good, just give him a like and check in every now and again.
Yeah, Facebook, like I said, most of our listeners here that have been listening to our show for a while know I'm not the biggest social media guy. I try and avoid it. Like, sometimes I'll go on the X, the Elon Musk thing to get, you know, some updates, some news or what's going on. Like today we found out that Hunter Biden was arrested. So for flash news, convicted.
Yes.
For flash news, I really like it, but there's so much crud on social media. And, you know, when I first started Facebook, Steve, I connected with all my friends, and I've only been on it for probably like 5 or 6 years. But all these people saw me that I grew up with, and I connected with all them. And then over time, what I'm finding with Facebook is it's more advertisement than actual seeing these things. So when we did our Murphy Wealth page, what I wanted to do was just blow that out of the water. What I wanted was something positive. There's so much negative press out there, so much negative information. We just wanted to bring a little positivity. And if it brings a smile to one person's face, then it's out there. And like I said, I am not the biggest social media guy. It's not my style. I am an in-person, you know, I like to sit down face-to-face, handshake kind of guy. I got an old soul. But I know it's important. As AI is important, these things have to change. We have to adapt. I can't be a dinosaur, but I love having that out there, Steve, because we get a lot of compliments on it, especially those quotes. You know, they're very inspirational.
Yeah,
and it may just say, you know what, I needed that right now. That's why it's out there, guys.
All right. Fair enough. 800-930-5905 is the number. So we're going to get into a couple more things here. The insecurity of Social Security. That's a good way to say it. Because
yes.
it feels a little, you know, uneasy right now. Do we need to feel that way?
Well, I think so. And I don't think Congress is going to do really anything. We heard a couple rumblings. You know, we did for a couple months. It was in the spotlight and then nothing. And here's the problem. That Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund is scheduled to deplete in 2034, I think it is, last count. I think it was extended like 9 months or something. But that is going to deplete to zero. That means that we're only going to be able to pay out based on the payroll collections, which is going to account for about 77% of the Social Security benefit. So we're going to be missing about 23%. In order to receive full benefits for Social Security recipients, what are they going to do to make up that 23%? Very similar. It's a little bit worse now than it was back in the early 80s with Ronald Reagan. They raised the retirement age, and we were talking about that earlier in the show. What are they going to do here? Now, I think they'll wait till the very last minute because no one, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all these unfunded social programs, they are like the third rail of politics. No one wants to be associated because if it goes down, you're going down in infamy, very similar to Artie Burns, the old Fed chair that cut rates too quick. So we want to avoid that kind of stuff like the plague. But to me, looking at Social Security, it's going to be means testing, very similar to those of you that are playing inflated Medicare B premiums. They already have our information. It's real easy for them to means test us and probably raising that retirement age once again. So this requires planning. No one knows for sure, but it does make sense to plan. It makes sense to insulate yourself, especially if Social Security is going to represent a larger portion of your retirement income in the future. Guys, this isn't 30 years away. You know, we're dealing with 10 years. You know, 10 years.
Yeah.
And time goes quick, Steve. I don't know about you.
Really?
But I mean, it's like a lightning bolt. It'll be here before we know it. And whether you take advantage of this time in front of you and plan or you don't, it's coming either way. I would rather be as prepared as I can for those contingencies. And although we don't know the ultimate outcome, we most likely know that some people are going to have reduced benefits. Are you going to be one of that people? Hopefully not. But that's why people come to us to plan for these types of things, these eventualities, to make sure they are not affected, their family is not affected, their spouse is not affected. And believe it or not, we have strategies to make up. If Social Security is reduced by more than 3%, my clients that took advantage of this will be made whole. That's a good feeling. And those are the kind of things that we do here at this firm, Steve.
And you can reach Joe at 800-930-5905. You were talking about the Social Security and those who might be affected. So one of the things that affects the family at this point is not so much the Social Security, but the generational wealth. And you alluded to this earlier about the handing down of generational wealth.
Yes.
It's a different ballgame than it was 3 years ago.
Steve, and some of our listeners may recognize this term, and it's called the stretch IRA. And
yes,
it was the most beautiful strategy in the world because we could actually leave an IRA, which remember, if you leave an IRA to your kids, so you leave a benefit to that kid, so say it's $500,000 IRA, and you leave it to your kid, Johnny. Johnny inherits that IRA. Now he's got $500,000 that could be on his income tax statement. We used to have something called the stretch IRA, where you could skip a generation. You could leave it to your grandkids. Talk about a legacy gift. And they could actually take their required minimum distributions over their life expectancy. And since they had such an incredibly long runway at a young age, we're dealing with kids that are, 10, 15, whatever, just younger kids, their accounts would just blow up. So the amounts that they were required to take out were so small, those accounts would just grow and grow and grow. And if you took advantage of a stretch IRA, congratulations, because of the Secure Act, that devious legislation in there, this is a bad part. It did away with the stretch IRA. In most cases, there's still very certain circumstances on inherited that you can do a stretch IRA. But for the rest of us, we're now on that 10-year rule, outside of spouses. Spouses, you can just roll it into each other's. But that 10-year rule has confounded so many beneficiaries. I can't tell you how many calls that we get, Steve, and they're completely unaware of the rules. They know that they got this IRA from mom. The custodian never informed them that they were on a time limit to reduce this. And what we've seen is they haven't taken a dime out of these things. And you have to have this account completely spent down by the end of 10 years for most beneficiaries, unless there's a special needs kid, then you can stretch. But for most kids, they're sitting on this 10-year rule and they have no idea what the rules are.
Sure.
So if you did inherit an IRA and you're not sure exactly what to do, we can put together a spend down plan for you. And that is going to be based on your situation, your income, because it makes no sense in higher income earning years to take more of that IRA. Because remember, it's all taxable as ordinary income. So maybe you take a sabbatical off work, or maybe you're working part time. Good time to take a large chunk out of that thing. But you need to plan for this so you're not sitting in year 10 with the entire balance now coming out. And like Johnny way back, you're paying taxes on a $500,000 gain at the highest rate possible. No. There's a better way, guys, but you need to pick up the phone. You need to call. So if you've inherited an IRA, this is your time to shine. Let's get a spend down plan so you can build in some tax efficiency as well as getting that money in your pocket at the least taxation possible.
And it's a phone call away. Just that simple. 800-930-5905 is the number to call. Inflationary impact. Again, we've all been impacted by inflation, certainly.
Yeah. And look, I think a lot of people that, you're watching the news, and I guess it depends on which channel, or you're looking at the internet and you're looking at these inflation numbers going, 3.2. Oh, that's not so bad, right? It looks pretty good. If you look back 2 years ago where prices were to now, we're looking at 20%. Guys, think how crazy that increase is. We haven't seen this in such a long time. Back when our old friend Artie Burns, that's when we had inflation ripping and they had interest rates so high to try and combat it. That's when, CDs were paying like 16, 17%, but mortgages were at 13%. It was a wild time. And look, again, inflation is a stubborn, stubborn beast, and it is not going to go away. We were talking about money supply and how there's still so much cash sloshing around in the system. And what is inflation in its essence? It's too much money chasing too few goods. That's what drives these prices up. And if we have excess cash in our system, that means what the Fed has done to date hasn't really removed that excess cash yet. So as we're seeing these inflation reports that, you know, are glowing compared to the Fed, they're not taking into consideration the money supply. They're not divulging that information. So I think the Fed is going to hold patient. I believe, and this is my opinion, guys, that we probably won't see rate cuts in 2024. We might, as Jamie Dimon said, see rate hikes before we see rate cuts. Why is that? Because this Fed does not want to do a repeat of Fed Chair Artie Burns. He went down as a villain in history. We don't want that. They don't want that. Our country can't handle that right now. We are already have a lot of our population going paycheck to paycheck with zero retirement savings. Imagine if interest rates go up to double digits. Imagine if these prices increase even more. And then all of a sudden they chase all our corporations away. It's hard not to connect the dots here, Steve. It really feels like this administration or whoever is really running it is against us right now because the things that they're implementing are all not good for our future, for our kids' future. These are sound economic principles that they're messing with right now. And I just don't understand I wish they would just say, this is why we're doing this, but we don't get that. So we got a plan, guys, and inflation is not going away anytime soon.
Right. Well, and again, the problem, Joe, too, is that, you know, we don't know. And so then that just spawns more conspiracy theories that are so out of whack that, you know, we get more scared. And we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't. And it's interesting, Steve, because I get phone calls and I guess there's far left leaning people that listen to this radio station, which shocked me because I get a phone call from some lady that was screaming at me, telling me that I'm all wrong. And I was like, are you kidding me with this stuff? But again, it's because we're being spoon-fed a certain point of the narrative, and it's not the whole story. And if you connect the dots and you understand a little bit more than what's being shown on TV, you're automatically labeled as a conspiracy theorist. And again, now I've been thrown into that mix, and I am not far right, far left. I consider myself a financial advisor, pretty fair balanced and centrist.
Yeah, I've never sensed that. Yeah. 800-930-5905. If you need help with that plan, everybody does. Give Joe a call. In fact, let's invite folks to do that one last time today.
Back to retirement planning. With all the propositions and all the changes and all the things that Steve and I covered today, this is the base of education. This should be the catalyst to get you to start planning forward. You know, you can't control what happens in the future, but you can control your actions. You throw in a little bit of time, you got the ingredients to make a good retirement soup. Next 10 callers into the show, you're going to get a 15-minute phone call with me. Where that conversation's going to go, nobody knows. Next 10 callers, Steve, give them that magic number. We're ready to rock and roll.
Take advantage of it, folks. Last time today, we're opening up the lines, 800-930-5905, giving you a chance to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. And we're going to get you, you know, a complimentary review by simply calling us right now, 800-930-5905. Joe, as always, really a pleasure today, as well it is every week. I always learn things. I love the tax discussion. I love that really was informative to me. And I hope it was for everybody else as well.
Yeah, and you know, we take a cue from our listeners, and a lot of people wanted to hear more current events, so we'll keep bringing those up. And if you guys want to hear more, just shoot us an email to info@mwmfinancial.tax, and we'll cover those topics. We want to talk about what you want to listen to, so please don't be shy. Let us know. Everyone have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.